Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guests this next half hour are from Santa Rosa County Emergency Management Communications. Okay, this is a whole nother deal. The folks that are the communicators that take care of us every day of the week, 24/7. And this morning we have with us Esna Cluck, who is a communication specialist, along with John Rhodes. And essentially you work with 911 and in emergency services, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you do and what your role is in the big picture of things.
I guess big picture of things, whenever anybody in Santa Rosa County calls 911, they comes directly into our center, and then from there we have to determine exactly where they are, where they need the help. Sometimes they're calling for another area, even across the country, but once we determine where they are, then we figure out what kind of help they need.
Mm-hmm.
And through our center we dispatch for fire and EMS, and if it's a law enforcement related, we have to get them to the correct law enforcement agency, whether that's Milton Police, Gulf Breeze, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Highway Patrol. Just wherever they are, what their situation is.
So in your position, you're making those decisions instantly, correct?
Right.
I mean, that's got to be a lot of pressure. Is this considered to be a high-stress job? Have y'all done this for a long time?
I think we've both done it for a pretty good amount of time.
How many years? They're both nodding their heads. Okay, how many years?
I'm in my 32nd year.
Esna.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you are a special person. How do you do that every day, and the hours must be tough, and you must hear every story of humanity under the planet in that role.
That's for sure. We you never know what you're going to get when you pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to be ready, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, and deal with it the best way you can and get the right help to them as fast as possible.
Well, I guess in one sense, when you go to work, it's never boring.
Exactly.
I mean, it's never boring.
Exactly.
So just for fun, I know that there's probably a lot of horror stories that we could go to, so we're not going to necessarily go there this morning, but what is one of the most outrageous or funny, crazy calls you've had in that 32 years? There's got to be a couple.
A lady called, and she said, I can't find my thumb.
Oops.
And I was like, you can't find your what? I can't find my thumb. I asked her several times, how do you lose your thumb, you know?
Right.
But she had lost her thumb in the yard outside, and it was dark.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently, she had been in some kind of altercation and had her thumb reattached, and then
it fell off.
Got into another altercation and lost it in the yard.
Oh, gosh,
and I don't think
terrible.
She ever found it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, you never know.
Who do you send out for that call?
Yeah. Well,
EMS, I guess.
Yeah.
My goodness. What about you, John?
Probably the one that sticks with me the most. It started off sounding kind of bad. The guy called, and I could hear a lot of screaming and yelling in the background.
Oh, dear.
And, he initially said, my son is choking.
Oh, no.
And so we went through the list of questions. We have a program that we use, emergency medical dispatch, and we give instructions, you know, life-saving instructions. But ultimately, we had him doing abdominal thrust on the floor. EMS gets there and came up on the radio and told everybody to slow down because it was a dog that was choking.
No.
And I'd listened back to the call. I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that he said, my son is choking.
But listening
back to the call, plain as day, he said, my dog is choking. So,
oh, my goodness.
Good news is, dog's okay.
John saved the dog.
Got a picture of him in my locker.
No kidding.
Yeah, it started off really stressful, but.
Well, I'm guessing the lives that you save, that must be the most gratifying part of what you do.
And that's probably the second most memorable call I have. A man had found his mother unconscious, mm-hmm. on the floor, and she was breathing, but we had him, you know, position her to help her breathe and waiting on EMS to get there. And he said, well, you sound like the guy I talked to a few months ago. And I looked back through the call real quick and seen I had taken a call from the address, but he had found his father not breathing, not awake. And I talked him through CPR on the phone, and he said that they brought his dad home like the night before,
mm-hmm.
he called for his mom. So,
oh, wow.
He's like, you know, dad's okay. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that must be something, because I would imagine you have lots of stories like that and probably lots of photographs and pictures of people and things. Mm-hmm. That must be very, very gratifying.
It can be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the things that you find with, 911? What are some of the things that are misbeliefs that people have about their service and what to expect when they call? Like, when should people call 911? That's probably the most basic question that a lot of people assume they know. But when should you call 911?
Well, in a medical emergency, of course, mm-hmm. if something's on fire that should not be on fire,
mm-hmm.
or if you have a law enforcement issue, one thing people, I don't think, realize is that we have questions that we have to ask in order to get them the proper health,
mm-hmm.
help and...
So you have a protocol that
yes,
you have to follow,
yes.
right?
Depending on what their problem is, we have a protocol for mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm. And some people in an emergency, they don't want to answer all those questions. They just want to get the help.
Just get them here, and that's not how it works.
That's probably the one thing that would help us the most is, we're asking the questions for a reason. And, we understand that you're having an emergency. And, many people, they never have to call 911, so it's a new thing for them. But, mm-hmm. We're there every day answering all the time. We're asking the questions so that we can send you the best help, the most mm-hmm. appropriate help, and to just... yell in the phone, just get them here and hang up.
Right.
That doesn't help either of us.
Mm-hmm.
So just try to, take a breath. If you do have to call 911, understand that the person that's on the phone, they're going to get you the help they need. And a lot of times what we're doing while we're talking on the phone, we're typing the information in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other dispatchers in the room that's already sending the help. So
right.
the questions that we're asking, it's not slowing anything down.
See, that's probably the misconception.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And it feels like forever. You're there in an emergency waiting for an ambulance. And we've had people call back. I called 30 minutes ago and we look and it's been 7 minutes.
Mm,
So it's understandable, but there's reasons for the questions that we're asking.
I'm sure in emergency, your sense of time gets a little skewed,
sure.
Yeah.
So you have the folks that there. So when you get a call, then what happens next? You determine what the emergency is. Because a lot of people don't know the background of this. What do you do?
Right. Well, on our end, like I said, we do fire and EMS. I have a little bit of background with police. I was a police officer on the road, and I started dispatch with Gulf Breeze Police Department.
So that's helpful.
Kind of see the law enforcement side of it too, but.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically for Santa Rosa County Emergency Communications doing the fire and EMS, we're asking the questions. There's, like I mentioned, the emergency medical dispatch program that we use. There's questions that are laid out to get a level of emergency. You have some people call 911 who twisted their ankle, and then you have other people who call 911 because they've been in a car wreck, or maybe they're in cardiac arrest, their loved ones in cardiac arrest. So the medical dispatch program that we use takes us through those questions to get the best information we can for the responders. And also we're able to give life safety instructions, CPR, choking, stop bleeding, things of that nature.
Okay. This is so interesting to find out the background behind 911. We're talking to our experts from Santa Rosa County Emergency Services and Emergency Communications. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We've got more for you coming up in just a couple minutes after the break. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County Emergency Communications for the 911 operators here. And if you have a question about 911 or something, a comment, text it in, because this is our expert panel this morning at 850-437-1620. So I have a question. I've always been curious, I have some ideas about what it might be, but what's your busiest day or night?
Full moons are always busy.
Really? Really?
It's really a thing.
It really is a thing. So that's
absolutely
not a myth. Okay.
Not a myth.
Okay, so we're in a full moon now.
Yep.
So what does that mean? I mean, are they more calls, or are they more calls and crazier calls?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say also, many of the holidays are also the busiest
times.
See,
I thought New Year's Eve would be the one.
Mm. They get a lot of firework calls.
Mm-hmm. Firework calls. Sometimes fireworks cause fires. And,
true.
Yeah, so
true.
Things like that.
So then you said something about Thanksgiving, which surprised me a little.
Yeah, Thanksgiving seems to be one of the busier holidays for 911.
See, I would think not. I think you'd be home, you'd be relaxing, having turkey and watching football. No?
No.
Well, why?
Probably because everybody's in the house close to each other for extended periods. And
too much togetherness?
Yeah, some people are cooking other things, ways, you know, starting fires or just injuring themselves somehow.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. This must be such a, you must get such a sense of humanity and all that kind of stuff. Now, when is a time to not call 911? Have you got some calls that really tie up your line when it's not an emergency and people think it is? Or
you only call 911 for people emergencies.
Oh, good point.
A cat in a tree is not an emergency.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you ever seen a cat skeleton in a tree?
Well, no. No, I have not, actually.
They got up. They will get down.
Okay. Because I do have heard of bears in trees and gophers and that kind of stuff. So so the do's and don'ts of your 911 calls.
Yeah, and we don't know how to work your phone.
Oh, so
right. We get a lot of people calling 911. I had one this morning.
Oh, really?
I don't know what's going on with my phone. Can you help me with it? No.
As an emergency?
Right.
Okay, no. Yeah. That's not good. Yes. That's not good. Okay. So phone service is not part of your deal.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And we also get a lot of, they're commonly called butt dials. People have probably heard that term, but it's accidental dials in 911.
Mm-hmm.
People are usually surprised at how many of those we get, actually. But between somebody dropping their watch and it registering as a fall, or
you
put your phone in your cup holder or in a chair sitting by the beach and it pushes the button just the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say each one of us in the room probably answers 3 or 4 of those an hour, every hour.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Or you drop your phone and it calls us and tells us that you've been in an automatic, in a crash.
Vehicle
crash.
People leave their phones on their car and as soon as they turn a corner, the phone slides off the car, and you know, we can hear road traffic on the 911 call because it calls 911 from the phone that's sitting on the side of the roadway.
Oh my goodness!
But we have to send down an ambulance because it's called in us as a crash.
Oh,
so,
gosh!
You know, we have to send the resources in case it is a crash, and we've had calls where, you know, something like that happens, and
it was legitimate. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are not very often compared to the rest of them, but.
We have to believe what the caller says when we get the call.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take them at their word. And so we send the appropriate help, no matter, you know, what they say. We have to go by that.
Gotcha. Yep. So with the 911, now that's obviously the go-to that people know and is an amazing service, quite frankly. But now if there, you mentioned you might have some other numbers that people can call or some other suggestions if it's not necessary in an emergency.
Just any of the publicly published numbers, if you're looking for a question to answer with the road department or, you know, especially if it's during business hours. Now, at the county, we answer after hours for all of the county departments, whether it's roads or animal control, things like that. But as far as calling 911, you know, like Esna said, people emergencies or if something's on fire, you know, if you have a question for a county office, you know, maybe waiting during business hours and calling their published number would be the route to go.
All right. Well, I'm dying to hear more about this full moon business. Tell me a little bit more about that. That just fascinates me.
Yeah, it's just always an uptick in the number of the calls and some of the more unique calls that come in.
Mm-hmm. What's the most unique one you've ever had?
Gosh.
They're both rolling their eyes.
There's too many.
That tells me everything right there.
There's so many to choose from.
I'd probably the most unique started off as a cardiac arrest call.
Mm.
We're talking the caller through CPR instructions on his adult daughter that he couldn't wake up. And fire department gets in there in the scene, and we can kind of hear through the phone in the background. The fireman asks, "What are you doing?" Because I'm giving CPR. On who? On my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, sir, that's a pillow. Yeah, he'd had a recent change of medication and was having hallucination. So.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
I guess you probably see it all, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you in the air.
I had one years ago where the caller said that her son had been bitten by a cobra.
Ooh.
That was in the house, and we sent everybody. She was in a hospital bed on all kind of medications.
Oh, just, no. Bless her heart. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we you just never know what you're going to get, huh?
You never know.
You never know what you're
going to
get.
Just when you think you've heard it all.
Right?
Somebody asking questions about a stop sign to, you know, somebody just saw a car roll off of the interstate.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, just
yeah.
You got to be prepared for anything every time you answer the phone.
Okay.
Or they heard an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Or they saw something weird in the sky.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're talking with our communication specialist from Santa Rosa County Emergency Communications. We're going to take a quick break here. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620, and we'll be back just in a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County Emergency Communications. And these two are both operators that answer our 911 calls. So speaking of calls, how many calls? What are some of the numbers that you deal with on a regular basis?
Well, like I said, we also answer after-hours calls for the county. But as far as the number of calls we get in, they're kind of broken down. 911 calls, we had about just over 65,000 calls last year.
Wow.
And the other administrative type calls, we had right at 84,000.
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. Yeah. So you work 12-hour shifts, is that correct?
12-hour shifts, rotating 2-week schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We work half the days of the month.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure. So if someone wanted to do what you do, how would they go about getting started in that process? I'm assuming there must be a lot of extensive training.
For our county, we have a 440-hour in-house training program.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you have to be certified by the Department of Health. There's a licensing exam after you complete your training course.
Mm-hmm.
And then the emergency medical dispatch part of it's a 24-hour training.
Do you have to have had that kind of experience coming into it, or could you have come from another career?
It's helpful to have some sort of background in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the 911 industry, but we've had successful employees that come in with no emergency background.
Okay. Well, here's a good question that just came in on our text line. What number should you call when you see some form of debris on the road that could cause an accident?
That would be considered an emergency. You could call 911 for that.
Okay. So that would qualify as
yes.
a 911 call. Okay. What are some other things? You mentioned people, of course. Some of the other ways that people could call in.
We have text to 911.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're in a situation that you can't talk out loud,
mm-hmm.
we have text to 911.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
It's always most helpful to have a voice call.
Mm-hmm.
The communication flow is better, but you know the saying is pretty much call if you can and text if you can't.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, we also have the ability to connect with a language line. If it's a non-English speaker.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
We can get a translator on the line with us.
Oh, that's great.
It's a little more cumbersome, but we can make it work.
Okay, that's helpful too. So you all do a tremendous service for our community. I personally can't thank you enough. I know that our listeners feel the same way. It's kind of the unsung heroes. ESNA's done this for 32 years, helping people in their most dire emergency moments of their life. So thank you so much for your service for that. You too, John. How many years have you been doing it now?
Dispatch, about 15 years altogether and 10 years on the road before that.
Well, thank you so much for your service. We appreciate you being here from Santa Rosa County Emergency Communications. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Don't call 911 right now, but you always know you can reach them when you're in an emergency. So thank you both so much.
Thank you.